Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 29th, 2024 is based on Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and this is the eighth and final sermon in our Level Up Discipleship Edition sermon series. The sermon is entitled, Give. Our second reading, it comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from God the Father, from whom all good gifts come. Amen. Well, thank you for sticking with us during these past 7 weeks as we have embarked on this sermon series based on discipleship, which is the practice of us growing as disciples. This is our final week of this Level Up series, where we have explored seven practices that will help us grow in that discipleship. Today, we look at our final practice of give, or giving. I'm going to start off by asking you to turn to someone nearby and answer this question. This is the last time you'll have to talk to someone next to you in the pews until at least Advent, okay? So make good use of it. Here's the question: what sparks moments of generosity in your life? There's no right or wrong answer to this question, so feel free to be as honest and vulnerable with the people next to you as you would like, but take a couple minutes now to turn to someone nearby and share your answer to the question, what sparks moments of generosity in your life? Jesus calls us in, sends us out, bearing fruit in a world of doubt, gives us love to tell, bread to share, God Emmanuel everywhere. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. What sparks moments of generosity in your life? Online this week, I heard some of the following. Generosity is sparked when a need is made known to me, when someone pulls at my heartstrings. Generosity is sparked when I hear other people's stories and see how far they've come. Or having my own problems that I reached out for and having others be generous to me. Or having a sense of abundance in my life. I think in all of those answers, and probably your answers as well, part of what allowed you to be generous was the sense that you had an abundance of something in your life, whether it was resources or time or love, whatever it might be, that you were able to share with someone who may have needed it. If we live our lives primarily with a scarcity mindset, where we personally believe we'll never have enough, we close ourselves off to the opportunities to give and share with others, to show generosity. Alternatively, if we try to live our lives with a mindset of abundance, that we have been given more blessings than we can even count, then it opens up to us ways that we can encounter God through the giving of our time and resources. Where does this idea of abundance mindset come from? Well, let's turn first to Martin Luther's explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed in his small catechism. The first article is, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth." Luther then says, "What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support my body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. If God created everything, and everything comes from God, then it really all belongs to God, doesn't it? The land, the air, the resources, our homes, our lives, everything that Luther lists, we can't take it with us. It all belongs to God. And we are stewards of those things for a certain amount of time until it's all eventually returned to God. Pastor Michael Ward, a Lutheran pastor, in his book called Abundance, shares the following quote. "In saying and believing the first article of the Creed, I am also stating that everything comes from the Creator's hand without any merit, worthiness, or effort of my own." Yes, in expressing that first 12 words of the Creed, we are going all in on truly being God's people. Perhaps the strongest demonstration of our belief in a God's abundance are those acts of giving and sharing that we do with others. The ultimate act of belief may be the gifts we share in support of God's work, since we would like to cling to the idea that our money is a direct result of our own merit or talent, hard work, and good decision making. Aren't we great? Of course we feel this way. So when we give generously of our time and resources, we are witnessing to our belief as stated in the Creed. We are offering confirmation of our passion for the advancement of the gospel, and we are acknowledging that we are first recipients of all we have and own. Now don't fret. Today's sermon is not a shakedown for donations, nor is it meant to cause any feelings of guilt or shame. Everyone's financial situation and use of their private time is that, private. And the ways that you support God's work in the world is between you and God. But as we explore this discipleship practice of giving, I do hope this sermon will help all of us, myself included, to think about how we might intentionally align our mindset to mirror the abundant nature of God. For that, we look to our reading today from Luke, where Mary is visited by an angel, a messenger of God, who brings some pretty big news to her. The angel tells Mary, God has a gift for you. you will get to carry God's son. And in that moment, I believe Mary had the option to say no. She could have passed the encounter off as a fever dream. She could have said, I don't want that responsibility. She could have begrudgingly raised Jesus and hidden him away and never taken him to the temple. Instead, she opens her heart and her mind to the gift that God is giving her. And she says, here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Mary is open to looking for and receiving the gifts of God. And she realizes that this gift she is given is not just for her. It is to be shared with the world. What gifts have we been given? Are we open to trying to see the gifts that God has given us or might be giving us? Are we willing to share those gifts out of a place of abundance? Now, over this series, we have been having little analogies or metaphors that tie to video games and gaming. And today's analogy is not directly tied to video games. It's kind of video games adjacent. But the story was too good to not share here today. There's a gentleman I know who grew up in a very hardworking but humble beginnings in Hamilton, Ohio, where I live. And he had a great idea that he took onto a TV show and was backed by the millionaires on Shark Tank. And he's made a successful life for himself and his family. He owns Champions Mill Arcade in Hamilton. There's your video game reference. He also owns Pinball Garage in Hamilton and All Ate Up Pizza. To this day, he remains a humble man whose faith in God plays a big role in how he lives his life. This past weekend, he posted online that any Hamilton High student who couldn't afford to go out to dinner before homecoming could come to All Ate Up and have a free dinner. This is just one example of the many ways he gives back to his community. He could live in a mindset of scarcity. He could have said to himself, I feel like I should do this, but what happens if all 2,400 high school students from Hamilton High show up with their dates to come to eat pizza tonight? Instead, he lives with an abundance mindset that says there will be enough and God will provide. And his generosity sparked other people's generosity in the community as well. People flooded in to All Ate Up to buy gift cards from the business to be used to help pay for the kids' meals. Brad, who is the owner, knew that he was gifted with a unique position to help people by offering a meal. He was open to realizing the gift that he was given. And then, because he believes that God calls us to love our neighbor, he shares that gift with others. But what are some ways that we can, too, level up in the practice of giving this week and beyond? Well, we've been tying these different discipleship practices with our ministry teams that we have here at the church. And we have a ministry team called the Support Team that deals in all things generosity. They help with things like our endowment fund and our stewardship drive and all things related to generosity. If you want to know more about that, feel free to talk to those members. You could give a gift to a nonprofit or a cause that means something to you. You could give a one-time gift to the congregation. Many of people here use the little green and blue envelopes to give those gifts. You could do a recurring gift to the mission of the congregation through Tithely on our website. You can give of your time. You can volunteer to work at a craft booth, even if it gets rained out. Or you could come to the church cleanup days. You could buy an extra can of soup each week at the grocery store and donate it to the pantry. Just this last week, we brought in another 62 pounds of food that was donated to the pantry. You can be open to hearing about other people's need. You can be open to receiving and acknowledging the gifts that God has given you. And we can shift our focus away from a scarcity mindset to a mindset of abundance. Because no matter our financial state, the amount of free time in our week, or what we may or may not be going through in our lives, we always have the ability to look at life with God's abundant mindset. Abundant in our giving to others, abundant in our giving of time, abundant in our empathy for others, abundant in withholding judgment, abundant in our forgiveness, abundant in our peacemaking, abundant in sharing love, abundant in all the ways that God is first abundant to us. Jesus calls us and sends us out, bearing fruit in a world of doubt, gives us love to tell, bread to share, God Emmanuel everywhere. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.